in Hilversum in the Netherlands. The latest from podnews.net. In Jamaica, Henneke Watkis-Porter, host of the Entrepreneurial You and the Jamaica Stock Exchange, are hosting a beginner's podcasting workshop on October 31st. She reports a brand new wave of podcasters on the shores of the tropical isle of Jamaica. What's the difference between a dynamic microphone and a condenser microphone for podcasting? You might have heard that dynamic microphones pick up less room noise. That's not really true. We bust the myths today in an article that you'll find in our show notes and our newsletter. Spotify has hired David Rhodes from CBS News to help develop their news programming, and Amy Hudson from Facebook, Turner Sports and NBC Sports to oversee their sports shows. Variety have announced their highlighted storytellers and podcasters for the first 10 Storytellers to Watch event in New York City on September the 19th. They'll also be profiled in the September the 17th edition of the magazine. Zach Akers and Skip Bronchi from Limetown, and Anna Priestland, the producer of Letters of Love in World War II, are among those honoured. NPR has a new CEO, John Lansing, currently looks after Voice of America and other US-funded broadcasters, where he increased weekly audience by 25%. Magna predicts slower growth for US podcast advertising revenue, predicting that it'll hit $1 billion in 2022. Their report uses data from the IAB, who in June predicted it'll hit $1 billion a year earlier. US radio ad revenue for 2018 was $13.4 billion, but Magna says that radio revenue will drop by 5% every year from here on in. Google may be adding a personalized podcast recommendation tool to Android phones. The Google Podcasts app is also getting a slight redesign, which will highlight cover art a little more. Auto-downloading, feature of almost all podcast apps, is still being worked on, according to the article. Entail, a visually augmented podcast app, has raised $2 million from DMG Ventures, the venture capital arm of the owner of the Daily Mail, a UK newspaper. Stephen Goldstein gives a list of 11 US podcast stats worth knowing, all with sources today. You'll find those links as well from our show notes and our newsletter today. In podcast revenue, you can make money in Spanish language podcasting. That's according to Alex Beredo, who's host of Mix.io. He sells sponsorship for €750 per episode, and with this revenue and other income, he's quit his full-time job as a writer for La Vanguardia. And Courtney Carthy argues that a strategy for online news publishers with a subscription podcast should be really simple. No ads. In podcasts, George Madonna, the producer of Power Corrupts, writes what he learnt when producing the first season, and My Dad Wrote a Porno is back for season 5. Their HBO comedy special is also available on on-demand platforms, and they'll tour Australia and New Zealand in January. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.